right.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Lannan.
Here.
LaRose.
Here.
Layton.
Here.
Hintz.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Never let Friend and Cross are absent and excused.
Public comment? You want to talk about picnic tables and stuff right now?
Do that now? You want to do it during the agenda item?
No, I might as well do it now because really we don't have any. The rec plan should be done next month, according to. Yeah, so we really don't have a whole lot going on in between.
So July was the month that we had mentioned that Rick would have the rec plan draft for you. Oh, I also would like you to know that we did hire an intern. Caitlin Aldrich is her name. She is a master's student in public administration with CMU through the University Center. She has her bachelor's from University of Michigan, dual major in history and political science, and she's, I think, newly married or relatively recently married and lives just over the East Bay line in Acme. We had three well-qualified applicants, all with their degrees in relation to land use and planning, public administration, you know, all of those types of things. And she was came across as very hardworking, listened intently, asked great questions, and I think her work initiative came across with us. And when I contacted, Rick and I both came to the same conclusion after all three interviews, and there were some particular projects that she had been involved with school that were applicable to things that we were doing. And when I checked her three references, the thing that came across in all of them was her work ethic. And I thought, well, that's sometimes you can hardly buy that, right? So we thought we had probably landed on a good recommendation then. So the board approved that last Monday, and she was on a pre-scheduled vacation this week, and so we'll have a meeting with her next week looking at what projects she'll be working on. Largely, we think she'll be working the Bayshore project with the planning, also doing some updating of the website for planning and zoning. We have a bunch of other issues too, so there are things that could be worked on, so we'll see.
Is she full-time or part-time?
Actually, we were really flexible on that. We could have done full-time for a shorter number of weeks or part-time for a longer period of time. Because she's local, going to school for her master's and working full-time, but in a job that's 12-hour shifts. So she can set her schedule where she works like Thursdays and Fridays, where we're off here on Fridays. So then she could work like, say, during the week. Okay. And because she doesn't graduate until November, I think it is, in her master's program, we're going to do part-time through the summer and fall.
Oh, good.
And then we'll just be limited by what we have in the budget for that position. So I just wanted to let you know about that. I think that our point in doing this was, number one, to get a little bit more work done on some projects where, you know, things kind of were tight on time and we're not getting to those. So we can have some help getting that done. As well, we can give somebody who would like some experience in the area an opportunity to put something additional on their resume. And, you know, that's pretty valuable. I know that came across, you know, with the interviewing, that's very valuable to them. So we are paying. It is a paid internship. It's not a particularly high rate of pay. It's $10. Obviously, it does not include any benefits or anything like that, but we wanted to be able to offer them something, and it was, we could fit that in the budget. And so that's what we're working on with that. If I can just take a little latitude and let you know, we did pass, as Susan knows, we passed short-term rentals this past week. Trying to think what else was on that agenda item that you would be particularly interested in, and that would be I say short-term rentals because people are interested in the parks and the amenities in the area. Another thing that we had on our agenda was the sidewalks up on 31. As you guys know, you partner with TART to do the snow removal off of the TART trail. So that was something when we looked at the sidewalks, taking the snow off of the sidewalk. Well, that's not an inexpensive thing to do. It's also kind of tough on 31 where you have all of that snow removal coming over. Right now we don't have a perfect solution for that. So what we're doing is what we have done the past 2-3 seasons, and that is the sidewalks during the winter, believe it or not, you might not know, are actually closed. So they're the sidewalks from Walgreens now all the way through to Avenue B will be closed until we can come up with a more cost-effective alternative to do some snow removal on those. And me personally, part, you know, you guys having that TART trail open, I think it's my opinion, a terrific thing that you're doing for the community, because it's a winter resource and recreation where we don't necessarily have that on, like, say, in that sidewalk area. That TART trail is a whole lot different. It's also a lot easier, I think, to plow than the sidewalk. If you look at that sidewalk, it goes around some posts and different things. It's tough to get some equipment in there. But really what I wanted to talk with you about, and I was telling Mark, we just had a day where we were out of the office half the day on a meeting, and the rest of the half of the day was one of those days where you just didn't know what was going to happen from one time to the next. It was a crazy day. So I apologize, may not have all the information I wanted to have to you on some of the things. But as you know, you guys approved a list for some improvements in the parks, and we've been looking at sourcing those out. Val's been taking a look at a lot of different alternatives. One of the things that I printed for Val was basically, what are the best type of picnic tables, right? They go all the way from, you know, your regular wood picnic table, all different types, you know, the almost like a Trex type, for lack of a better term, picnic table, to the metal that has the thermoplastic wrap on it. One of the things I would like for you to consider, and I'll pass this around. Let me see if this is the best picture I have of it.
I'm really the apple here.
I'm going to send this one around too. The top two are a concrete picnic table, and the bottom one is a wrapped thermoplastic. So that's a metal that's then wrapped. Those I have actually purchased for a PTO once a long time ago. My recollection, although I haven't seen them in a number of years, my kids have been out of elementary school, was they held up nicely and well. In all the literature, they're a good maintenance-free type of picnic table. Obviously, Jen's Park isn't monitored like Grace McDonald with camera, but we typically anchor down anything that's out there. One of the things that we're thinking about with that concrete table, Jen's Park might be a perfect place to do a concrete table. They're about 1,200 pounds. And so your chance
of... be a dedicated thief?
Yeah, your chance of a theft with that. Plus, the other option is it can really stay out there 12 months out of the year, and it can tolerate the weather. So if you read the write-ups on concrete tables, they are... that's the beauty in them is the resistance to theft or weather, which are the two things you're looking at there, really. Now, those I think you'll see from the prices. Let's see. We had on the picnic tables a price range from $600 to $1,200. We are in that price range with the concrete. We are on the high side of that. Now, there are also two types of tops to the concrete. You can do another type of a concrete or limestone or a rock type top, or you can do the concrete bottom, which still lends a tremendous amount of weight to that and theft reduction, but you can do the wrapped thermoplastic top. So the seat that goes down across the regular picnic table and then the top are actually the wrapped thermoplastic with that concrete base, or the all basically concrete stone type of a picnic table. So those are really the two. I did not pick the lower priced picnic table options. I valued more when I talked with Val. I said, I'm the most interested in maintenance free and theft reduction, you know, least the best way we can anchor it down or minimize it for theft. And I said, not that cost isn't a constraint. Clearly cost is a constraint, but I'd rather edge that up and be able not to have to replace that than to, you know, pay three quarters of that and have to do that because of damage or theft.
So was that per table for the $1,200 per table? And that was in, I don't remember, Matt's not here to ask, if we did $1,200 for two tables or if it was one table per park. I know we were talking about various options at different parks. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I don't have my addition that what we had, you know, tallied up.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did a range and it was the high side.
I think so.
Yeah, and I also think that we'll be able to, there's a couple of the items we'll save on too. So I think we should be good.
We should be able to buy the higher end.
Yeah. Do you guys have any, what would you guys like to see? Were we on track with that? Were we way off track with that? If we were on track, what do you think between the different options?
For the concrete ones, do you just have to power wash them every so often when, like, algae grows or
probably
mold or something?
Yeah. The other activity that we've had out there, and I don't know how often this happens, but it has definitely happened. Bob, you know, let me know when it did, is even though we have a grill off to the side, sometimes people have put a grill on the
wood table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the concrete top wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. No. So. Mm-hmm. What about, like, spray paint for vandalism or something? Because you have the people that carve in the wood tables, I would imagine. Because if you carve into that, if you can.
You know, that's a really good
That's going to be a permanent problem.
There was actually one of the tables, gosh, I wish I could remember which one it was, that was nearly impervious to that. And
yeah.
I'm trying to remember if one of the thermoplastics is treated with something so you could do that, or were they just talking about the concrete, or if it was and I don't recall that. But
is that ever been a big problem here?
We haven't had that.
Knock on wood?
We have not had that. Mostly anything that we have, to my knowledge, we haven't had vandalism in Jen's park. We have quirky things happen sometimes, like Jen's park was a couple of weeks ago. Bob let me know that he actually took a picture of it. Somebody had cut their hair there, and so hair was, you could tell they were, it was like a beauty shop or something like that. But no vandal. I haven't heard of any vandalism in the 16-18 months that I've been working here full-time. And even prior to that, I don't recall any. I think is at the other parks, at Arbutus, I usually hear just about the pickup after a busy weekend, like Father's Day weekend was a busy weekend, so there was a lot of, you know, unpicked up things there. Grace McDonald, what I usually hear about are the bathrooms. And that's important for you guys to know, because as you're considering other bathroom options, not that you shouldn't do another, you know, stock one like that, but as you consider all of your options, know that it's not maintenance-free when you put in something like that. The toilets sometimes will be backed up. We'll often have something, you know, some things that Bob has to deal with in the restroom, how much are intentional. You have to think a couple are, because sometimes it's hard to get things in certain places that shouldn't be there by natural use of a restroom. But it tends to be stuff that you would think would be just, I don't know who the heck would do it, to be honest, when I hear some of the stories, but it's not vandalism. It is not somebody writing with spray paint or you know, cracking the mirror or anything like that. We just don't have that kind of hardcore vandalism. We have more like if there's a plugged toilet or somebody, you know, put something down the toilet or down the sink that shouldn't have been, things that we can luckily address. But take time and personnel time.
So on the concrete with the plastic covered top, would that be resistant to the people grilling and stuff, or is that going to be as bad as a wooden table? I just think aesthetically that top, for me, if I was going to have a picnic, would be preferable to concrete, but maybe...
Yeah, maybe. I don't think the plastic is going to... I think the heat's going to have an effect on it.
Yeah.
I think the concrete top is probably the best bet for something like that.
I think the most expensive one, that oval concrete ADA, which I like that, picnic table.
We were looking at all ADA.
Although, can you get a wheelchair there very easily? I mean, I know there's the
walkway.
How far is the picnic table going to be
but
from the walkway?
Maybe we could fix that.
It's actually on the walkway.
Okay, yeah. It's on the walkway.
Mm-hmm. There's like a pad there, and we will have to check that to make sure that we've got the support there and everything.
Were any of those handicap accessible, like where you could roll a wheelchair up?
Yeah.
Where it was like three-sided.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that.
There's Susan mentioned or looked at, like an octagon or a round side where maybe, or even I've seen the square or something, where one of the chairs is not there, so you can wheel run right up. And then, or, you know, you'll find the traditional picnic style that has one side hangs over a little further than the rest, so you can... either of those, but we weren't looking at anything that was not ADA for either. We figured as long as we're replacing it, make it handicap accessible. So was it a correct assumption that maintenance-free durability and lack of theft are your primary concerns?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. Anybody else have anything?
Yeah,
low maintenance. Whether
concrete, it'll go with the environment. You won't have to worry if they put a hot burner on there. I mean, who knows if that plastic might end up fading over time because it's going to be in the sun.
And I can still find out about that for you and let you know if that assertion isn't correct, but I would think that it would be. You guys are fine with going on the higher side of that range?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In other words, in 2 years from now, we're going to be like, oh, I got to replace the picnic table.
I did get you. on Facebook, it popped up one Saturday morning that a neighbor, I didn't even know who it was, but it was just on this one site that I'm on, and it had a children's picnic table for free. And so I hit interested or messaged her, however you do that, really quick. And I had my kids go pick it up like a half hour later, and they're like, really? Seriously? And so it's a little picnic table. Now, you guys, this is not a great picnic table, but it is a wood picnic table that can be sanded down and cleaned up.
Nice.
And I thought we could just really, like, put that in a park where we hadn't even planned on putting one, like, you know, you have one in here for a children's one at Grace McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could take that one and put it at Pine Grove and see how it gets used and if people like that and so forth. I mean, it's safe and everything. It's just a standard picnic table. We'll just clean it up and...
Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Let's see. Two other things I had for you. Let's see, the... flagpoles. Looks like to do a light, we're looking at doing a light from the top down. I think they're about under $100. What did we even have on that?
It was Pine Grove, right?
Right.
300 to 400 for right. the solar lighting and flag.
I think that we will have to get a new pulley and cleat on it, and then the flag. So we should be under that. But we can try that. We did get some feedback from the company that they don't particularly like selling these in Michigan because we don't have the brightest sun in the world. They're not like, you know, we're not like in Oklahoma or, you know, Arizona. And there's a battery in it, but the battery, you know, it uses the battery if it hasn't had enough light. Mm-hmm. The battery only goes for like 10 hours, so you have one time and your battery's out, so it's going to be gone most of the time. Now, having said that, Bob personally has used the solar lights, and he's had a lot of luck with them. He bought even a cheaper unit, but it's the lower one that shoots up, and we were going to do the top down so that it's up higher. Mm-hmm. But he's had his for 5 years, and it's continued to operate. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking for the reasonable price that we can get them for you guys, would you still like to try that?
We should try it.
Yeah. I'm optimistic due to Bob's experience.
Okay. We will do that. Let's see. I do not have the other... the life preserver ring.
Ah.
So we did source one of those. If you remember, we looked at one that was enclosed. We wanted it enclosed. We had some that looked like a box. Val found a very nice looking one. It's actually more shaped like the life preserver, but it's still encased. It's orange. It has the pole with it. Really nice looking one. Didn't have the final price on that one. It looks to me like it's going to be less expensive than the metal boxes. If you remember, some of them were some pretty hefty metal boxes. I'll get those prices and make sure that they are lower the price-wise. But if it is, it still gives you kind of the same look as something enclosed, functions obviously like something enclosed, and we could do that and get those life preservers. There are life preservers there now, so you guys know that.
And we were going to get an extra one of those too, I think, if I remember correctly. One of the rings, we were going to get an extra one to keep here in case.
Yep, we were going to actually put the two with the East Bay Township on it out to both the sites. And then take the two that are out there and bring them back for extras. And that's pretty much what I have for you guys right now, other than, again, I mentioned this to you early on, is that we are meeting and trying to figure out what we would bring to you guys at the Park Commission if we wanted to move further with some property that's located adjacent to Mount Holiday with some trails. As we have meetings and find that out, we'll bring that back to you. You guys will be the first ones to consider that and kind of give input on that and guidance to the rest of the township.
Awesome. Thank you.
Beth, do you think we could, in July or August, have Bob come and kind of give us an update?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I asked him about that today. He didn't have his list with him when we met this morning, but he did fax over or drop off a list that he, if you just have your list right now, let's see. In Jen's Park, for example, he's covered the irrigation lines. They did some beach grooming there. He and the part-time employee just did hand grooming. It's really tough because, you know, it comes right back up. But the other hotels, they know that we're interested in grooming along with them too, so we'll see what happens with that through the summer. But for right now, we are planning on us beach grooming and maintaining that $1,000 that's in that budget if some other opportunity comes along.
Okay.
or some other, you know, service or whatever, in partnership with the hotels. He's reinstalled the little library at Jen's Park, made sure the life ring was out there. I know that he has looked at and sourced, we've sourced the signs. Do you remember the signs at Jen's Park mm-hmm. for the bathrooms? And you said these are looking pretty worn. We actually took the company right off of the bottom. If you look really hard, you can't even tell it's there. We got the source of it, and actually you're getting the very same placards, so same color. So we're doing that. Grace McDonald, he's put a picnic table and anchored it down over by the playground there. At Arbutus 5, they removed that big log that was in the brook. He says here looked into removing tree roots around the picnic tables. I'm not really sure the result of that. If he's just gotten some information on it, I haven't heard, or if they did something there. Oh, you know what they did? I do remember now. They filled in with some black dirt over there because he was concerned that really doing anything with those tree roots would hurt the trees. And so he thought, let's put down some black dirt, let's seed a little bit there and see how we do. Now, I don't know what it looks like after a busy weekend, like last weekend, but and then the life ring, the current life ring is out there with the life pole. And at Killingsworth, and I'm assuming Grace McDonald too, I know he has, it says fill entrance drive, so where there's like a little dip, mm-hmm. and there he's filled that in with gravel. So those are, and he had some replacing mesh pan on the grill. I do know that the thing is last week, this past week or the week before, he did just go out and buy the paint for the tops of the swings and the basketball areas and stuff like that. And then he's been looking at the fill underneath the playground area. Apparently, when they put in the playground at Grace McDonald, so you'll have to help me with this because I just don't remember the history on it, but the vendor, Sinclair, is the one who secured and delivered, I guess, the bedding under the, or whatever you want to call it, the soft mulch or whatever, under the play structure. Well, there was more than they needed. So a separate pile of it was put way aside over there, and they still have some of that. So he was wondering about using some of that at Pine Grove because it's the exact same material. We talked to him today about that, and I said, first and foremost, make sure that Grace McDonald, not first and foremost, but because you don't have to transport it, make sure that you have what you need at Grace McDonald. They should have... There should be a marking on the bottom of that playground that shows the right depth. Do you know if they did that or not?
I know on the first one they did. I'm not sure about the second time around.
Okay.
No, I wasn't there for that second one. But
okay.
The first time. So he should be able to look at the first one, the older kids' structure, and see what that depth is.
The marker. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right. So I asked him to take a look at that depth marker, and because he was talking about filling in under the swings, and I said, we might need some just general all over because of the weather and so forth. So he's going to make sure that that's the right and use the stuff from the excess pile for that. And then if he has some left, he'll kind of see if he thinks that that volume will work over at Pine Grove. And again, we're pulling the other stuff out because we don't want it, you know, floating up. And so we'll see where we're at there. If we can do that and have to buy less, then we can, you know, that would be terrific. That'd be great on your budget, and we should use that.
Probably always every year have to replenish that or fix that. The playground. Whatever it is. And even if you could take a sample of that, say if you need more, there's your source of where to get that.
Right. Right. Anything, any other questions or comments or direction?
I don't believe so. No.
All right.
I think we're good right now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Excuse me. Okay. So approval of the agenda.
Do we need to say anything in this agenda about our meeting next week? Seems like that should be
We can add that. We can put a new business that we're going to meet.
We probably should. Do I need to make a motion?
Yes.
Make a motion that we add our meeting next week, reviewing all the East Bay properties that are, what, unoccupied? Is that what we're calling them, Susan?
Vacant. Second.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All right. Approval of the minutes for the March meeting.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Boy, who wrote this agenda? May meeting. So you... Everyone make a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the May 21st meeting as presented.
Support.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Treasurer is not here. But I'll really respect that money. We just kind of went over what we spent last meeting, so I don't think there's any big changes in the budget that I'm aware of. So that brings us to the subcommittee for grants. Deb, do you want to discuss all that, or whoever? Did I get them all? Bike racks, community garden, and the warming hut?
Yep, those were the three we thought we would focus on. and I think, I can't remember who I sent this to, but we talked about looking for local grants more than going far afield. And so we talked about possibly going to Rotary for the bike racks and the Health Department of Northwest Michigan for the community garden. And then we talked about a warming hut for the sledding hill at Grace McDonald and going to the Grand Traverse Band of Indians to try and get some support for that. So that's what we're proposing to the Parks Commission, is that we would like to know if those are things you want to go forward with, or do you want to just try one, or...
I would think that we could go after... I mean, I guess it kind of depends on how in-depth are the grant proposals. Are we going to have the time and ability to write three at once?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we have to do as a whole commission to make that happen? How can we help the subcommittee out? Yeah, I'm kind of an all-in person, but sometimes that doesn't always work out for me. So maybe one at a time would be better. Also, do you have deadlines for these? Are they...
Yeah, that was in the information that I sent out.
Yeah, I got it here.
For the bike racks, it's just the 20th of each month. Rotary has
a
revolving thing. For community gardens, it's letter of intent is in late January, and the proposal itself is going to probably be due the second week of February. The dates for 2019 haven't been announced yet. And then the warming hut, they take submissions twice a year, May, end of May, and end of November.
Well, there's such a span there. Do all three.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because you could do the bike racks and then the warming hut and then work on the garden.
And do you think we get help from the planning, from those folks with the...
I don't want to speak for... I don't know. I can email Rick and see what time and availability he has and work with Beth, of course.
Two of these are somewhat... we've got a structure because we know we already did one for the bike racks. We didn't do the Rotary form, but certainly a lot of the information that we need is there. And then for community gardens, we'd be using the outline from Blair, right? Township was the one that got it approved.
I think they did, yes.
Yeah, and we've got that package, so that should be helpful. The warming hut is kind of the biggest challenge because we have to go from design up. We don't really have I don't have a vision for that. I don't know if anyone else does. But,
I added it in my calendar. I won't forget. It will buzz on the morning, so I will email and see if they can help at the Planning Commission.
So does anyone want to take the lead on any of these, or is that up to our subcommittee, or how do you want to do that?
Any opinions from anybody? We can see if anybody wants to spearhead. Is there anybody that wants to spearhead one of these, or one of these three, or?
I would do either bike racks or community garden. I feel comfortable with either of those.
All right. Do we have any other volunteers for any of the rest of them?
Well, the community garden, we don't know the application deadline because they haven't announced it, correct?
I mean, it generally is late January for intent and second week of February for submitting the proposal.
So that still has a lot of time. So I guess if you are willing to volunteer for the bike rack,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll get you the email off, and
okay.
we'll go from there, and I'll just
start
email back and forth, and
yeah,
and see how it organically progresses from
okay.
there. I think that would probably be the best route.
Okay. Does anybody have the package from the old bike racks?
I'm sure I do in my emails. I'll forward it to
okay,
you.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and thanks to the subcommittee for your extra time on that stuff. That's much appreciated. All right, so any other comments on grants or any of that stuff? If not, we can move on to old business, which right now we don't have any new updates on any of that stuff, which brings us to new business. Next week, 6 p.m., we're meeting here to go tour all the vacant lots.
I have in my notes about Dusty.
I emailed him, and I did not get a response, but it's my fault. I didn't email him until late. So.
Okay. Is Dusty still on the radar?
Yes, it is on the radar, and hopefully by Monday we can get an update.
Something?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
The Arbutus 5 plan thing.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I don't remember his name.
Dusty. But I can't remember his last name. C. Christian something? Christensen? Yeah. Dusty.
Good old Dusty.
So is everybody good with the meeting for Monday?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, I am too.
We have an updated list.
Yeah, I see she sent the...
Yeah.
Oh, that was in the package?
There's that, like, at the very bottom.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, because it got trimmed down from the original bunch because they had like wall heads or there were certain properties that had certain things that obviously we need to keep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. All right, which brings us back to public comment. No more.
I did remember one thing, and that's that I did get a call from one of our CPOs this past weekend. It was a very busy weekend. Being Father's Day weekend at Arbutus number 5, that's a popular park, as you guys know. He wanted to talk to me about the parking along the side of the road. There was a lot of parking along the side of the road. Of course, it's posted, no parking. Matter of fact, I think he said he has a picture of a car right under the no parking.
Nice.
So he did write some tickets out there, and he just wanted to let me know because sometimes you'll get phone calls. But I told him, you know, go right ahead, that's, you know, it's posted no parking, it's no parking. And and if it's a danger, which he said it is, you know, not a safe place to park, then clearly there shouldn't be, you know, any there. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention, that obviously parking is an issue, and there, as you guys know, there's really not a good solution there. The thing that brought that up was when you mentioned Dusty. When we looked down there, he thought that he could maybe edge in a couple more slots, and I'm talking like
a couple.
Three.
It was, yeah.
Like two. I was thinking it was two.
Yeah, something really marginal like that.
but just made me think about it. I wanted to let you guys know that that's going on down there, that everyone's particularly busy, that they're having that issue. And my direction to the CPOs was to do what they feel is the right thing to do, which
I can't imagine parking alongside that road.
It's posing. And as a matter of fact, as I was mentioning this to somebody in the office today, they said that there was somebody in the past 2-3 weeks who lives in that area who came in or called in and mentioned that they were concerned about it because they had seen, you know, people crossing the road and parking there, and they were concerned with the safety of it. And mm-hmm. and I think that's their right to be concerned with the safety of it. So just to let you know, that activity was going on, and CPOs were addressing that, and wanted you guys to know was the Park Commission.
Well, if we had a trail from Grace McDonald to our view, is number 5.
Maybe.
Maybe.
For 20 years.
Yeah, right.
Might be a good one.
We'll all have.
And, you know, there was a property right next to that park for sale.
But it was...
It was expensive. But it went quickly, too.
It didn't have... Oh, yeah, for $30,000, remember?
Whatever. Oh. But, so we can't, you know... It seems to be a really nice park, and it's well used, and it's on a nice spot.
The water's level's high too.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm not sure what is on the other side. What would that be? That'd be the north side.
Past the playground equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A hill. I think. Yeah. I think it's a steep hill with the road on top.
Super steep hill.
Yeah. The snow.
Well, we could ditch our. Playground plans and make it parking. Where's our priority? It's not busy enough all the time. I mean, it was 90 frickin' 5 degrees on Father's Day, so of course it was packed. And people are making that choice to park there.
So what is the amount of people that can get in there right now? Cars?
It's pretty limited.
It's not very many.
Mm-hmm. Would you say 10?
Yeah, I would say 10 to 12 at the most.
Yeah.
12. 12 and that and one handicap. Roughly 12 with one handicap.
Not really much. Other places for the parking lot, though.
Even across the street is...
That's
steep.
Up the hill, though.
Yeah, it's
steep. Yeah, anything it even has anything to do with crossing that road, because it's, I mean, there's high speeds and limited visibility, and it's a recipe for disaster, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure what the short-term solution is, but...
I don't think there is a solution. We do our best. All right, what's next?
Adjournment.
Okay.
So, meeting adjourned.
Bang your gavel.
Bang your gavel. Hey, that's the first time I've officially had this.
You people are no fun.